Hello and welcome to our program. Today we're on our second in this series, asking the question, what does the Bible say about hell? Is it figurative? Is it symbolic? Or is hell a real, literal place? Now, we said in our previous program, in order to understand the truth on any subject, we have to decide if we believe the Word of God. It's the Word of God. We have to decide, do I want the truth? Do I really want the truth? And we have to decide, am I willing to live by the truth? Now, the question is hell figurative? Is it literal? Or is it symbolic? We read in Matthew chapter 25, verse number 41, that hell was prepared. It talks about the judgment, where at the end Jesus said, depart from me, cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Now it says it was prepared. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 that eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. Oh, we'll say, yeah, that heaven, that's real. He's prepared a place. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Yep, Jesus said that, and we should take it literal. Well, you can't have it both ways. If he prepared a place for the devil and his angels, and he prepared a place for them that love him, both of them are either figurative or both of them are literal. And so he said, depart from me, cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Now, this word angels has been translated messengers 7 times. Those who promote what the devil wants are his followers. Those who promote what the Lord wants are his followers. And so Joshua said, if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. Now, that's the fact that we all have free will. We can choose to serve the Lord. We can choose to serve the devil. Deuteronomy 30, verse 19, God said, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. It is simply a choice. Now, the Bible talks about the children of God and the children of the devil in 1 John 3:10. In this, the children of God are manifest and the children of the devil. Now, what we have here is figurative. It is referring to a relationship. A relationship is the way in which two or more people regard and behave toward each other. Now, relationships are chosen. We choose who we marry. Relationships are chosen. We choose who our friends are. Relationships also result in other choices. We become like who we run with. We choose our relationships, and then pretty soon we're acting like they do. So we choose our behavior toward God, and we choose our relationship or behavior toward the devil. Once again, the relationship is the way in which two or more people regard and behave toward each other. Now, in John 8:44, Jesus looked at those religious Pharisees and he said, you are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. Now, that word lust is kind of a strong word for us today. We think that must mean something really immoral. It's been translated desires 3 times. You're of your father the devil, and the desires of your father ye will do. Well, the devil desires that you just ignore Jesus. You know, we think that word means, oh, I got to commit immorality or something. No, if you're going to be of your father the devil, you're just going to follow the desires of the devil. And the desire of the devil is you reject the Word of God, you reject the Lord, and you reject His sacrifice on Calvary. Now, it's important to understand that God sends nobody to hell. If you go to hell, it's your choice. Back in the days of Noah, for 120 years, Noah preached, and he built an ark. Everybody had a choice, all the people, for 120 years. Most chose to laugh at him and ridicule him and make fun of him and his family. Ridiculed what he said? They ridiculed what he was doing. One thing about all of them, though, they all kept their appointment. The Bible says in Hebrews 9:27, it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. Now, the appointment. On the average, every 60 seconds, every minute, 105 people in this world keep their appointment with death. Someday you and I will keep our appointment. It is appointed unto man once to die, but that's not all it says. It says, but after this, the judgment. Now, for those who want to say the grave ends it all, this, it says they died. Let's bring them up for judgment and then put them back in the grave? That does not make any sense whatsoever. Now, in order to understand the subject of hell, we need to understand the different words that are used in the Word of God. The word hell is in the Bible 54 times. Here's a list of the books where you can see them: Deuteronomy, 2 Samuel, Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Isaiah, Ezekiel, Amos, Jonah, Habakkuk, Matthew, Mark, Luke, Acts, James, 2 Peter in the book of Revelation, and how many times are there? It's listed for you. Now, we need to understand the Word of God. We're talking about the Word of God, and the Word of God is full of choices and consequences. You make your choices of who you're going to follow in this world. You make your choices about relationships, and we make our choices as to whether we're going to obey the Word of God or not. However, with every choice comes a consequence. I can get in my car this morning, and I can drive through town at 85 miles an hour. I have that freedom, but I'm going to pay the consequences. I can travel through life at 85 miles an hour and knowing the things of the Word of God, just ignoring everything He said, but there's going to be consequences. Now, we need to understand the word. The word hell in the Old Testament is a translation of the word Sheol. It is found in the Old Testament 65 times. In our King James Bible, it has been translated grave 31 times, and it has been translated hell 31 times. It has been translated pit 3 times. In the Old Testament, we also have the word quiver. Now, that word in the Old Testament is in the Old Testament Hebrew. It's found 64 times. It has been translated grave 35 times. It has been translated sepulcher 26 times and a burying place 4 times. It's used in the plural sense 29 times. It is located on the earth 32 times. It is referred to as being dug, like a grave, 6 times. It is referred to being touched 5 times. And someone has given ownership to a tomb or a sepulcher 7 times. Now, this word Sheol, has been translated hell, it's been translated grave, and it has been translated burying place. Then we have the word quiver, it has been translated sepulcher, it's been translated grave and pit 3 times. Now, in understanding these words in the New Testament, the Greek words are Hades, Gehenna, and Tartarus, which have all been translated hell. The Greek word Hades has been translated hell 10 times. It has been translated grave 1 time and pit 3 times. The word Gehenna has been translated hell 12 times, and the Greek word Tartarus has been translated hell 1 time. Now, in understanding these different words, for example, does hell mean the grave? In the Old Testament, the body never goes to a Sheol, but it goes to a quiver 37 times. Sheol is never mentioned as being on the earth, but a quiver is mentioned in the Old Testament as being on the earth 32 times. So, man is never put in a Sheol, but he is put in a quiver 33 times. Man never makes a Sheol, but he makes a quiver or a grave 6 times. Man never touches a Sheol, but he touches a Kibur six times. In the New Testament, the word Sheol of the Old Testament is the same as Hades in the New Testament. Now, hell is mentioned in the New Testament 24 times. 22 of those 24 times, it is mentioned by Jesus. James mentions hell one time, Peter mentions hell one time, and Hades is, it's like we would look at our local jail if someone is arrested and they are held there until they have a trial. If I drive my car 85 miles an hour through town this morning, I'm going to be arrested. And I'll be put in the local jail. I won't go directly to the penitentiary. I'll go to the local jail until I have my trial. When he comes before the judge and is found guilty, he will be sent to what we would call the penitentiary. The simple way of understanding Hades is a place where people are kept until the trial, which is the great white throne judgment. Then we have Gehenna as an example of the penitentiary, where after the trial they are sent to Gehenna, which is the lake of fire. And then we have the word Tartarus. It is found only one time in 2 Peter 2:4, where we read, God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down into hell. That word is Tartarus. It says he delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. Well, the Bible talks about Christ being in hell. In Acts chapter 2:31, referring to Christ, it says his soul was not left in hell. What is that all about? We'll look at it in our next message. Be sure and be with us.